Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at barrymaguire.ca.
Barry Maguire here, and if you listen to my podcast, you know that normally I'm speaking about real estate, investment real estate, buying property, all that kind of stuff. This morning, I'm going to have a chat with you all about climate change. No, we're not going to have an argument about climate change and does it really exist and all those things that are argued about endlessly by so many people in so many venues. No, we want to talk this morning about the real facts that climate is changing. Now, whether it's climate change as the arguments define it, doesn't really matter. Whatever is going on, there are more extreme climate events that affect all of us. Particularly, I want to talk about insurance and water. Rob Carrick is a writer with the Globe and Mail newspaper, and Rob did a great article in the Globe of Friday, April 19th, entitled How $250 Could Protect Against a $43,000 Flood in Your Basement. Great article, and I suggest you read it in full. Rob's article is all about how water-related insurance claims are rising because somehow there's more water doing more nasty things to more people in more places. A great example of that is the huge flood that was in Calgary and surrounding area in 2013. That overall led to $5 billion, that's billion with a B, in losses in the area. The city of Calgary suffered about $500 million worth of infrastructure losses alone. As I work on this post in late April of 2019, the poor folks in Quebec and New Brunswick are yet again suffering catastrophic flooding. As a sideline from my comments on insurance, governments, municipal, provincial, and federal, are now making serious noises about saying to folks who build in floodplains, you know, you can't rebuild on the floodplain because this is just going to happen again. All those levels of government are being a little careful about being mean to these people who are losing everything because in lots of cases, the municipality or provincial government gave them permission to build there in the first place. But nevertheless, governments at all levels are recognizing the increasing danger of flooding and that they can't keep rebuilding houses in the same places. So we are just going to take it as a given for the purposes of this post that there are more extremes of climate and we have to do something to protect ourselves. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is a fairly dry climate where we only get about 19 inches of rain in any year, which is about 482 millimeters, if you like it on the metric side of things. Edmonton had a huge flood in, I believe, 1915, the classic 100-year flood that completely inundated anything in our river valley. Now, we have much better controls, and there isn't as much building in the river valley, and if there is, it's better equipped. But my big concern for Edmonton is not the flooding of the river, but overland water that comes from a lot of rainfall. Now, Edmonton only gets about 19 inches of rain. But if you lived in Henderson Lake on Vancouver Island, their average rainfall is 271 inches. How do they cope with 271 inches? You have to look at things on a local basis, and Edmonton is built on clay, once you dig down through the topsoil, you have an almost impermeable layer of clay that does not drain water very well. So for us in Edmonton, if we get 3 or 4 inches of rain, very quickly has no place to go and causes lots of pooling of water and flooding of basements. So even with that tiny amount of rain, we can suffer badly here in Edmonton. Now, rising levels of flooding, more extremes of climate, more disasters mean that insurance companies pay out more money in premiums. Folks, they are not in business to lose money. Here in Alberta, between the Calgary floods, the big fires in Fort McMurray and in Slave Lake, the insurance companies have lost billions and billions and billions of dollars. And as I said, they're not in business to lose money. So guess what? Premiums have gone up substantially. In fact, anecdotally, I have had a number of clients tell me that when they got their renewal notices for their Alberta properties, that premiums have in some cases doubled. Yes, that's right, doubled. And that's a big chunk of money. Worse yet, insurance companies, in looking to protect themselves, have been revising their insurance policies to limit coverage and increase deductibles. I've noticed myself in my own insurance policies over the last couple of years, received the policy renewal, and in big letters it says, "We're making changes to serve you better." It seems to me whenever I see those words, whoever is saying them to me is doing something that benefits them, and I don't really see the benefit for me. So I have noticed that my coverage for various water-related issues is now smaller and less comprehensive than it was before, and my deductibles have gone up. Most insurance companies work in lockstep in terms of how they see their data analysis and how their profitability is being affected. So I'm pretty sure that most people are experiencing a somewhat similar flow of information from their insurance company, the same as I got. According to the Insurance Bureau of Canada, from Craig Stewart, who is their Vice President of Federal Affairs, Craig says, "The fact is that most Canadians are not financially protected against flooding, and they may not realize it." The Insurance Bureau of Canada statistics say that for every $3 to $4 of losses, there is only $1 of actual coverage. So if you have a water damage claim in your basement and it costs about $40,000 to fix, what the Insurance Bureau of Canada is saying is that a $40,000 loss might be covered to the extent of only $10,000. That's serious, folks. So what can you do? Well, read Rob Carrick's article in the Globe and Mail from April 19th of 2019. And there are a lot of other things that you can do on your own that will diminish the chance of flooding and give you more protection where your insurance won't cover you. Those are things like clean out your eaves troughs every year, remove debris from any storm drains around your house. I know in our neighborhood, my neighbors and I get out and look at the storm drains in the street during the spring melt or during a storm because they plug up and cause pooled water. And if they're not draining, then it's going to be on your lot. So that's a good one to do. If you have a sump pump, test that pump periodically to make sure it's working. Back water valves prevent sewer water from backing up into your house when the city drainage is overwhelmed. So if you don't have a backwater valve, you should talk to a plumber and see whether or not you can get one installed. They are a little pricey, but great protection against water coming back into your house from municipal drainage. And of course, you have to check that backwater valve and keep it clean. Next, make sure that your property has what they call a positive grade. That is that you look at the base of your home outside, and what you want to see is that the soil against your house is draining away from the house so that water flows away. If you have eaves troughs, make sure your downspouts extend out into your yard so that the water discharges a couple of meters from the house. Don't put anything expensive or that you can't afford to lose in your basement, such as documentation. If you're going on vacation, get someone to check your property, not only to make sure that any issue or damage is caught quickly, but also because if you don't have someone checking your property, your insurance coverage, as sad as it might be, might not be effective at all. And lastly, number 10, where you have flooding as being pretty common in your area, you could actually elevate your furnace, your hot water tank, and your electrical panel out of what you think is harm's way from a flood, or maybe even put them on a different floor. Now, once you've done that, the other very important thing to do is to sit down with your insurance agent and talk to them about your insurance. You can say to them, I mean, it looks like insurance coverages have been changing, that insurance companies have been losing money. I want to know what my policy says. How am I covered for water damage of any kind? Has my coverage diminished over the last couple of years? Is there extra coverage I can buy if I pay some extra money? You're really looking to get a good solid interpretation from your insurance agent about what you have and what you might get and how your policy has changed over the years. Because I'm telling you folks, insurance policies are very difficult to read, and you really need someone like an insurance agent who deals with them all the time to explain what you've got and what you might purchase and what protections you ought to have. So that's it, folks. Water is coming, to paraphrase Game of Thrones, and we all better do something about it, or another flood will happen and you will be a sorry person if you haven't figured out what's going on and how to protect yourself.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. And for more valuable investing insights, go to barrymaguire.ca.